You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Here's someone you definitely don't want to succeed, but she keeps trying to make different things work. Paris Hilton has started a cooking show.
Ooh. Why?
You guys, it's so bad. Here's just a little clip of it. She's making lasagna.
She put Coke in it?
Probably.
Put all the other ingredients, mozzarella, meat. Obviously, you do not need this Mr. Carter cheese. I like using a lot of it because it's amazing, but don't use this much. It's way too much.
It's got motorcycle gloves.
I would definitely recommend getting shredded mozzarella because now I have to grate the cheese. This is my first time cooking here, so I have no idea if I even have one.
This is the
weirdest cooking show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Nobody told her to have all the stuff out.
One.
Yeah.
Still, no. I wish filming? This was already shredded.
It's her walking around an island
whatever.
For an hour.
Life could be worse.
Got time to fill.
Okay.
Very smart. They pushed the YouTube video past 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So again, follow my directions. Get
that you're supposed
the
to
pasta
do?
That is already like, no need to do
That's
this.
That's her look right
annoying.
Now.
And this is annoying. So get shredded cheese.
You're going to get mozzarella
whatever.
All over your gloves.
I'll live.
What is the matter with her?
She's never done this before in her life, guys.
I haven't done this since I was little, and I would, like, help my mom, and I'd be, like, so excited to do this. Now I'm like...
Then they gotta cook. God.
She's doing a cooking show, and she hates it.
Yeah,
she has a bigger appreciation for already shredded mozzarella already.
Imagine recording this. You're like,
I guess other people will do this much more gracefully, but...
Because this is edited, but how long is this actually taking in real time?
As usual.
She's complaining about everything.
Okay, I'm going to get another piece of cheese.
Poor thing has no talent.
I'm scared. I'm going to start fingers off.
Yeah, all the money in the world.
My chef gloves.
She calls them chef gloves.
They're usually for sliving. But now that it's 2020... You're still going to see sliving.
Sliving?
What? Sliving it in a different way.
What's sliving?
I don't know.
I think it's slutty living.
I guess she's good at that.
That's hilarious. Poor thing just has no talent. Just a, you hate
Paris,
to see it.
She invents.
She invented the word sliving during an interview. Well, I've invented lots of words, but doesn't mean it means anything.
Well, I don't think that. She's got to take what she can get on the invention front.
Killing it and slaying in one word.
Oh, God.
Sliving.
I would have assumed it was slutty living.
You know what? I think it's better as slutty living.
Slutty living.
Is she still engaged to that guy from The Leftovers? Remember
no, I think that broke
big,
up.
That was a fake thing. That big ring. He gave her, I think it was her ring.
Blocked it right out.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything.
It's good that he did that.
Never seen anything quite level. Like this cooking
the
show.
The son. He played like Justin Theroux's son.
Gone. It's all gone. All right. Sorry, not any of it.
It wasn't that important.
Yeah.
Yes, Paris Hilton reveals why she called off her engagement.
Oh, okay.
He just
devastated after calling off her third wedding.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good God. Like, watching her cook was like...
You imagine like, you married Paris Hilton as a guy.
Well,
and you're like...
Be all for the money.
I mean, I get it for the money, but at the same time... There's only so much. I mean, she's going to make you sign something, so none of it's really yours.
Yeah.
So you're never going to get it. So it's not worth it. $300 million.
$300 million is what she's worth.
Yeah.
How much of the $300 million is like, do you think that's everything she's just made herself?
Yeah, I think that's her.
Like she's made $300 million in her life.
Like that's her own money, not her Hilton family money.
Right.
Oh.
Because what's her dad's worth?
Well, the Hilton family...
$2.3 billion?
$300 million. Well, now that's got to be Paris. The grandfather intended to donate 97% of his $2.3 billion fortune to the Hilton Foundation, the remaining 3% to his heirs.
Whoa.
Wow, I bet they're trying to talk him out of that. Or is he gone already?
I don't know.
$1.25 billion.
You imagine someone had... Oh, he is
gone. He died in September at the age of 91.
Well, I mean, they need to get her something because this cooking thing is not...
that is a fail. It will not take off.
She won't be Rachel Ray, that's for sure.
No, I just never imagined a cooking show where they're 20 minutes of the show, and they're wandering around in the kitchen and trying to find.
Can you imagine that?
We do that at home.
I mean,
just like being at home.
It was like watching somebody on cocaine trying to make spaghetti.
That's what you were watching, Andy.
She went around, and there was no drawers on the other side. She went around several times.
Yeah.
And then she inexplicably took the ricotta and put that in a certain place.
Could you imagine I just took a plate right now, put it in front of you, and I said, hey, eat some of this. It's lasagna that Paris Hilton made.
Ooh.
No.
I'd be like, is there Coke in it?
Well, yeah.
Because then, yeah.
Yes, there is. I don't think it's going to take off.
But then again, I say that, and how many? It had like 880,000 views. It's only been on YouTube like a couple of days.
Oh, nobody liked or disliked it out of all 880,000.
Did they disable that feature?
Oh, maybe. That's what, you can disable that?
What?
I need
what
to know.
Feature?
Or do you not even, you know, like thumbs ups and thumbs down?
Okay, you know what? This is maybe how it's going to work. I'm in love with this. What a mess this is. She's cooking with fingerless gloves on, hair down, sleeves down, and keeps bitching about everything that requires effort. So it's such a train wreck.
Yeah, that people like it.
That people may like it. Like, it's the opposite of every cooking show.
Yeah.
And that's maybe where it'll win.
I'm going to give her a bit of advice. It's 10 minutes too long.
Yeah, why'd she go 15:59?
It's 10 minutes too long.
This actually seems just like their show. When she hit that show with, what's her face? That other girl.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Whatever they would do, they'd go around and they'd make them do like real people work and they would just bitch and complain about it.
Yep.
Nicole is very successful. She made it.
But, Nicole Richie?
Yeah.
Well, she's...
What is she doing?
She has a clothing company line that's very successful.
Yeah. And so Paris probably tried all that stuff, too, and it just didn't work out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people want the Paris Hilton line.
At the same time, too, if I was, like, thought that down the line sometime I might get a piece of $2.3 billion, I probably wouldn't work too hard at anything.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I mean? No.
They always say, it's hard to be hungry when you're already full.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what do you expect from, like... She's not going to be a hard worker.
If I was a billionaire heir, oh my God, I'd be like, today we're making spaghetti because my dad's a dick. And he's like, making me said I had to do something. So,
yeah.
I'm going to make spaghetti.
So, here's like 17 camera guys.
I'm going to hate each and every part of this spaghetti. You're in for a real
8K,
treat.
8K. It's an 8K.
We forgot to get you shredded mozzarella. Sorry, Andy.
Oh, my God.
You know they did it on purpose. They were like, she's going to flip her lid when she has to shred cheese.
I guess life could be worse.
She's like, I've never done this before.
My dad's such a dick.
My God, I got to get different gloves on. I don't know. I just think that in the way things are going, 5-minute things are going to be like the
you can't do
the 15. Rage.
Dude, you can't do more than 5 minutes.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Christmas 2013, a little girl in Houston was given an Elsa doll as a gift. And yes. All was well, until it wasn't.
Uh-oh.
The doll recited phrases from the movie Frozen and sang Let It Go when you pushed a button on its necklace.
Yeah.
For 2 years, it did it perfectly. But in 2015, it would just go between Spanish and English with no explanation.
Okay.
There wasn't a button that changed it. It was just random. One time it would be Spanish, Let It Go. One time it would be English.
Mm-hmm.
The family owned the doll for more than 6 years, never once changed the batteries. The doll would randomly begin to speak and sing even when it was turned off. Then in December, the family decided, you know what? We're going to get rid of Elsa.
Yes.
But Elsa wasn't going to let this family go.
Stop it.
Despite throwing it out in the trash, the family found the doll inside a bench in their living room weeks later.
The kids said they had nothing to do with it. And the mom said, I believe them because there's no way they'd ever dig through garbage. Elsa completely stopped operating in English and only began to speak and sing in Spanish again without any batteries. Here's a little...
Wait a second. It has no batteries now?
Now it has no batteries.
Show me the no batteries, lady.
Yeah, do they show the no battery yet?
Probably not.
No.
They attempted to throw out the Elsa doll again. Her husband, this time, double bagged the doll, placed it at the bottom of the garbage can to be taken away on trash day. When they got home, Elsa was outside their house.
Stop it.
Oh, you hate to see it.
In the corner of their home. You hate to see it.
You do.
Oh, man.
She wrote, okay, guys, seriously, we now need help. To recap, for those of you who have been not following, we threw it away. Then it was inside a wooden bench. We threw it away again, wrapped it tightly in its own garbage bag, put that garbage bag inside another garbage bag filled with garbage, put it at the bottom of our garbage can underneath a bunch of other bags, wheeled it to the curb. We get home. Elsa's in the corner of the house in the backyard. Yep. Help us get rid of this haunted doll. It's not funny anymore.
Burn it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's only
one. We always say burn it, right?
You've got to burn it.
Or burn the haunted dolls.
Yeah.
She knew it was the same doll because it has some markings from a marker that her daughter did years ago. Most logical thinkers believe this is a prank, but they can't figure out how or when it was done.
Is it the dad? That's like an ultimate dad prank right there.
That's a very. But then she goes to the news and he's like, this is getting out of here. He's like, Jesus Christ. I wish you would have done that. We got reporters here now.
My gut is that the dad comes out within the next little bit and is like,
it was me.
It was me. It's, I don't know. She's nuts.
I mean, that would suck.
Yeah, you don't want a doll. I've had this happen to, an Elmo doll that just started speaking by itself and stuff out of nowhere, and you get rid of that doll.
Yeah.
I didn't burn it, but we donated it to another haunted family.
I got too much going on to deal with something like that.
You don't have time for
that. I don't have time. Still don't have time for like a horror movie plot. Yeah. I got stuff. I'm a mover and a shaker these days. I gotta go to Meijer today and get some groceries. And
yeah, regular life's hard enough.
Yeah, my God.
Stella had that stupid Barbie Corvette, and that Barbie Corvette would drive around middle of the night, just start driving around.
No.
Yeah, back up, lights would start flickering, go forward, and I was like,
dude. Just grab
it'd be turned off, like it would do it.
That's the same with the Elmo.
There's something about when the batteries get to a certain level,
there's sparking or something,
that something happens.
Yeah, what sold it for me was, I told this story on the air in case you missed it. I said to my son, who was in the back seat in his baby, it was like baby seat, Daddy loves you. And the Elmo said, Elmo loves you more. No joke.
Yeah. That's when
Amber and I both looked at each other and went, mother effer.
Yeah.
Elmo's got to go.
Throw that right onto the highway.
Elmo's trying to take my kid.
Huh. That's terrifying.
I mean, here's the thing, though. If I legitimately threw a doll out and watched it go away in the truck, and then the next day the doll was back, well, I don't know what to do then.
You, Chuck, are you kidding me? You would crap yourself.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know what do you do if something like that has happened to you? And it makes no sense. Only I know that it's happening to me.
They say you can't burn it. Releases a goddamn demon into something else. Well, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. Burning a possessed item releases the demon to inhabit something else nearby, so never burn it.
Yeah.
Tie it to a cinder block and bury it 8 feet under the ground.
Do what we did, just give it to another family. Let them deal
with
it.
Their problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the little Elmo. It doesn't play with anymore. You can have it.
Have that.
So where's the whereabouts of this doll now?
I think it's on the front of a Jeep.
I'll bury it in my backyard and see if it comes back.
Also arrived safely at the home of Chris Hogan.
Oh, they sent it to a home in Minnesota.
Oh, it's like
the doll
haunted
to the
people.
Brush guard of his Jeep.
All that now there.
So now they're just
Elsa's,
around.
You want a toy
Elsa's
with
gonna
it?
Gonna like that.
Yeah, you want
right?
a toy with it?
Elsa's gonna burn your whole house to the ground now.
Oh, man.
Let it go.
I'd never put Elsa anywhere near my Renegade.
If you were driving around with an Elsa doll taped in the front,
you'd have to worry, right? You'd have to be like, what's going on?
Guess what I'm doing tonight?
You'd have to sit down.
You taped an Elsa doll to the front of Andy's Renegade?
It's a haunted doll. It's a whole thing.
But it's taped to the front of your Renegade.
Yeah,
why?
I know, because I want to see if it's going to walk around. They said if you burn it, it releases the demons and other stuff. So
you made it a hood ornament.
Put it right on there. To help me with the ladies.
If I saw any guy driving around town with an Elsa doll strapped to the front of his Jeep, yeah. I'd worry about him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's worrisome.
Someone said, what if the baby Yoda doll started talking?
See, that's the
that's
one.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, I want it to come to life. Even if it's filled with a demon.
Yeah, you don't care how it comes to life.
Yeah, if it was like, Oxus Daminos Dedo, like, I'd be like, oh, baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Someone said,
yeah, he would. He's his little jammies.
My wife inherited a music box from her great-grandmother. The box hadn't worked in 40 years. One night, about 3:30 in the morning, that son of a bitch started working. Yeah. Creepiest thing I've ever experienced.
Yep.
Oh, there is something. The sound of a music box is one of the creepiest.
Well, they know. Like, people in movies
you ever
know that you can play that, and it just creeps people out.
Yeah. Horrifying.
Some songs are creepier than others.
You're right, yeah.
This is kind of too uppity.
There's like, my sister had one that was like an old school jewelry box.
It had a ballerina.
It'd have the little ballerina inside of it.
Yeah, just that too.
Just the creepiest.
You wind it up and...
Yep.
Yep, you'd wind it up. That dumb thing.
Smash it to bits.
Oh, they've like added more special sound effects to this one.
Yeah, they put a little bit of creep to it.
Yeah.
Oh, Private Hell Productions.
No,
that's enough of that. That's enough of that.
No.
Justin has a comment here. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay, thanks. What's your comment?
Well, I work in property restoration. About last year, we had an incident of doing a mold job. We found a doll. You know, throwing out contents and stuff. Brought it back to the shop, threw it on the dumpster. 2 days later, it showed up. FedEx shipped to my general manager's house. He threw it out of this dumpster and ended up back into his apartment 2 days later. And then threw it out ever since.
Okay, you don't think it's just one of his workers messing with him? It was FedEx, for God's sake. Haunted dolls can't pay for FedEx?
Yeah, they can.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. But, like, if someone was, like, possessed by the devil or something, that knew what to do with this doll, I have no idea, but it was crazy.
Oh, you think the doll...
What a weird thing that is, like, if you believe in that kind of stuff, to think, like, you have this doll, and then all of a sudden you have the idea, like... I have to send this doll to that like, but it's not really your choice.
Right, the doll's making
you do it.
That's real creepy.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'd be like, why do you want FedEx, doll? Is it cheaper? Is it more reasonable? Are they going to get it faster than UPS? Or
UPS.
And the doll would just be like, God, this guy.
Well, I guess you could just send it normal mail and hope to God they lose it.
Well, even the doll, the doll would be like, if it went normal mail, the doll would be like, just forget it.
Yeah.
Just forget it.
That's it.
Went USPS.
That's how you get rid of it.
Yeah.
Continue to mail it until it just is shreds.
Yeah. Send it USPS and they'll kick it to oblivion.
Yeah. They'll kick the demons right out of it.
Just make sure it says fragile on the box.
Yeah, exactly. Put fragile.
Do not fold.
And they will. Drop kick it like a soccer ball.
Nicole's in Boston. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
You had a comment.
Yes. So I'm a big believer in like ghosts and creepy spirit stuff. But 6 years ago, I got the Elsa doll for my stepdaughter. And they ended up having to throw it out because it did the same thing. And I guess that they found out that there was a defect in that model. because it started speaking in Spanish. It started going off. And I thought she just threw it out because she didn't like me. But I guess they contacted the Disney store and they said there was an issue.
Oh. Unless Disney's just scrambling to be like, yeah, totally an issue.
Totally an issue. Our doll's aren't haunted.
Oh, my God.
Buy all the Elsas you want.
These dolls are coming out haunted. What do we do?
Chris, you dealt with a haunted doll, you think?
Yeah, so we have had a baby monitor. This was when my son was a lot littler than what he is now. And every once in a while, he had a little puppy dog that would talk. And in the middle of the night, I remember waking up at 2 a.m. hearing this puppy dog saying, "I see you." through the baby monitor. So the baby monitor has piss poor audio quality. So you know that it sounds even creepier through the baby monitor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baby monitors now creep me out because of that movie Signs.
Yeah,
because
like
they could hear the aliens communicating to each other on the baby monitor and be like, like weird things.
I'm surprised that creeps you out. I figured you'd want to get a baby monitor in hopes to make contact.
Way, baby monitors, the video baby monitors.
I don't know if people get this, but if you see one, you should run away. You shouldn't go and shake its hand.
I'm shaking his hand. Take me away to a better place.
It'd be a big mistake.
Someone said had a Buzz Lightyear movie replica doll that operated just like the one in the movies. One day at 3 a.m., after having not talked for months, it said, "Hello, are you still there?" Mm. What they say is creepy, too. That even adds to it. Like not the cool. "I can see you."
Yeah.
The Elmo loves you more. Like what they say is creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Taken out of context, it freaks you out even more.
I wonder if sometimes you have to think, like, you're designing a toy and you're like, listen, we know after 1 year it's going to start randomly saying stuff. So let's pick some sayings
that are hilarious.
That when you hear them then, it's going to really creep you out.
Yeah.
It's just a sick move by some toy makers.
You can't find me.
Chet.
I watch you sleep.
Hi, Chet.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your comment on this?
So,
there are no phones connected. Connect a phone.
Please connect your phone, Chet.
Oh, that's too bad.
I
know.
Hey, what's up?
All right. So, my wife was involved in an archaeological dig in Flint, Michigan a couple of years ago where they were tearing down a house and they came across Native American burial artifacts.
Yeah.
So she comes home that night and we're down in the basement and are feeding our dogs down there, and all of a sudden our dogs are just acting kind of weird, and they both stop exactly what they're doing at the same time, and they look at the stairs, and then they both follow something going up the stairs. Now
this was the night that she discovered that Native American artifact.
I would probably say the next day.
Okay.
You know, and but it was just plain as day where the dogs just stopped both at the same time and just stared at the stairway, and they watched something go up the stairs.
Huh.
And I looked at my wife and I was like, F that.
Yeah.
This just happened. You know, and I don't know, a couple days later, we're sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden, one of our lights in our living room just turned on by itself.
Yeah, that's time to divorce Indiana Jones.
I'm sorry, Andy.
I'm done.
Beep, 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 beep. Elise, hey, you got any of that sage?
Yeah, I'm going to need some sage. Yeah,
you got to come sage this place.
Little bitties from
Believe
time
it or
to...
not, we did sage it there a couple days
that's
later.
That's what I would have done. And I don't know what else.
Was that the end of it?
Oh yeah, like I said, I've got tons of stories. I'm an old time funeral director from back in the day.
Oh Lord,
help us all! Yikes! Yeah. All right, dude, all the best to you and Indy.
Lots of people, lots of friends, hanging in the basement.
Who knows who it was?
Yeah,
yeah, it could have been anybody.
Yeah, may not have anything to do with her.
Yeah.
Little Bitties does creepy stuff sometimes. Like I'll just get up in the middle of the night to pee or whatever, and then she's like in the bathroom in the dark. And I'm like, what the hell's going on in here? Are you just being creepy, Bitties? She just like sits there.
Cats are creepy like that.
Well, I think all like animals this, are.
Like, to a wall, like, she'll be like,
face into the wall.
Especially cats.
I'm like,
cats
what the
so
hell's
unusual.
Going on, Bitties? We got ghosts. We got ghosts. I can't deal with this.
It's like Bitty's forehead's
tell
on
me
the
we
wall.
We got ghosts. Yeah, I'm like, are you telling me we got ghosts?
The one time that Jameson really freaked me out is that he in the middle of the night just started barking at something in the room.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't facing the door, wasn't facing the window, was just like totally aggravated. Like, all the hairs on him were standing up and he was barking at something that wasn't there.
Sometimes I wonder if dogs, like, if the same thing happens. So every once in a while I would wake up, there'd be like a pile of clothes. It was set up just in such a way where I was like,
it looked like a person for a second. Yeah.
You know, and like, we're designed to notice faces.
Yeah.
You know, in the night, that was like, we knew to like run or to fight.
So are dogs.
And so are dogs. So I always wonder if they just wake up and they're like, they look over and see a shirt and it's just bent.
Yeah.
And crumpled in such a way where they're like, oh my God.
I had a hoodie that I hung up that just scared the crap right out of my ass.
Like your own.
Yeah.
Your own. Did you finally do something about it?
Well, I was the one that hung it up, but I just like walked in the middle of the night and was like, it was like a shadowy hooded figure. And I'm like, oh, it's just me.
I need that later.
One more call here. Sean, good morning.
Yeah. Morning. How are you?
Doing okay, man. So what happened to you?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
First, I love that you guys are on in Boston all the time. This is fantastic.
Thanks, man.
I had a big, when my son was a baby, was newborn, we had a big event at our house and I had a new baby monitor that was video. And, he's upstairs sleeping in the crib and I show everyone, oh, look at the baby monitor. This is so cool. And then all of a sudden I see two hands go and just scoop them right up.
What?
Two hands scooped up your kid?
Turned out it was a family member, but you can imagine the fear.
The ghost is getting your baby! No!
Oh, my God.
Oh, that must have been a scary couple seconds, right?
Aunt Jane.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I want to see the baby.
You have the creepiest witch hands.
Yeah, I do. Real dry, really dry.
Why did you stand in the shadows with just your hands on the monitor?
I don't know. Everything I do is kind of creepy.
It is, Aunt Jane. You weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
But that Elsa doll does have that English-Spanish version of the doll.
Yeah, mate, so it's not like it's just...
Flip a switch.
Yeah.
No.
You should be okay and hope it doesn't come back to
I just, like I said, I just don't have time. I don't have time for a haunted doll.
No, none of us do, really.
Yeah, it's
none
like,
of us do.
I always think that about horror movies when I watch them. Like, I'm like, what is it... What's it like after that?
And I'm going
to go back to work and everything.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm going to take my chances on burning it too.
Yeah, releasing the demon.
Yeah, I'm just going to let that demon rock.
Yeah, hopefully it lands in something stupid
or someone else's something.
Like just one boot.
Yeah. Pff, good luck, demon boot.
Haunted boot.
Yeah, you got a haunted boot.
Sometimes you got a shoe that's haunted.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Can your balls taste things? Plus, idiot criminal of the day. Chuck is putting it to the test right now. You got anything so far, Chuck?
Citrus?
They like Mountain Dew.
They did? Your balls do the dew?
You got your balls it?
I said it. They.
Oh, they. I said they. Okay, missed that.
They like.
They like
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, they like Mountain Dew.
They're extreme.
Yeah. Chuck's balls extreme. Are extreme.
Yeah.
They do the dew?
They do. Yeah. My balls are like two snowboarders. Stuck to like a super lazy guy.
Oh, they'd love to break free.
Oh, man. They're just... They want to get after it, you know?
Like we hit the slopes. Yeah, you know.
They're stuck.
All right, let's get down to it here. Testicles can taste things.
Yeah.
I've always known it.
Testicles have taste buds that can detect sweet flavors.
Huh.
They have taste buds.
Your balls have taste buds.
But they're inside of us, so we don't get to taste a lot. Should we be injecting delicious sweets?
You know what else has a taste bud?
Our butthole.
Your anus.
That makes sense.
Your anus can detect the savory taste of soy sauce.
It's like your balls are sweet, and your butt is savory.
Soy sauce? That's the only thing?
That's
savory. So I guess it's different.
I knew my butt could taste soy sauce.
You always knew it.
I always knew it. I was just like, I've never seen any official information, but I really feel like my butthole can taste soy sauce.
I'm starting to really, like, every once in a while I'll talk to someone and I'm like, yeah, I love sweets. I can't resist them. And they're like, oh, no, sweets. I don't care about sweets at all. I want the savory stuff. And I realize now they're butthole dominant.
Yeah.
I'm testicle dominant.
Yeah.
I'm testicle dominant.
Yeah, I like sweets, so I'm all balls.
I got a great new way to eat sushi.
It was an accidental discovery that scientists made.
I wonder how.
You know how.
Accidentally.
That was crazy. They either sat in soy sauce.
I believe and someone was like, soy sauce! I can taste it!
Somebody's going to do some backdoor action.
That's it.
Soy sauce.
It discovered that male mice were rendered infertile when they were missing certain proteins and then were given a substance to block them from working. Those proteins, it turns out, when both of them were missing, the sperm struggled to swim, and then the testicles became malformed. Mm. So through that, they realized that the drug used to block taste receptors raised the possibility that pills could be interfering with human fertility.
Huh.
And they found from that study that testicles and anuses have taste buds.
Balls got a sweet tooth.
Your balls have sweet tooth. Your butthole savory.
Yeah, my butthole just wants a big old brisket sandwich.
Yeah, some soy. No word yet on teriyaki.
Yeah. Well, me and James will let you guys know.
Yeah,
no wasabi.
Oh, wasabi.
Ooh, wasabi. Your butthole can definitely taste that.
I bet.
But they say it's groundbreaking findings that could pave the way for new cures for infertility and even a male birth control pill.
That's a crazy thing to find out.
It sure is.
What do you even do with that? You find that out that day and you're like, listen, head scientist, you're going to want to take a look at this. Today we were down there poking around in mouse balls, you know?
Yeah.
And balls can taste. And it's true. They can taste sweets.
I'm going to have to do some science on this. What about the butthole?
Well, we were poking around there, too.
Yeah.
You know, really getting after it. And
my guess is it also tastes.
Yeah, it tastes, but it only tastes one thing. It's the weirdest thing. It's soy sauce. your butt tastes soy sauce.
My God.
Yeah. We're going to get back down there and poke around some more. See what else we can
cover. Let us know.
I just read a story about a guy. He had eggshell balls, too.
Okay. Poke around down there.
We're ball scientists.
Yeah.
Butthole scientists.
You're doing good work, guys. Thanks.
You're doing the God's work.
Yeah.
Coming up, it's our idiot criminal of the day here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. How did a guy react when he did not like the free Taco Bell he got? Let's get to that.
The idiot criminal of the day.
The old saying, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
This guy is like the poster child for that. There's a 39-year-old guy named Octavius Hodges.
Yeah.
There's his mugshot there. Octavius went into a Taco Bell in Virginia this week, and he wanted to order off the dollar menu, but when he pulled the money out of his pocket, he realized, damn, I only got 70 cents.
Uh-oh. Ah, that's not enough for anything.
Well, one of the employees felt bad for Octavius, said, hey, don't worry. Slipped him a taco for free.
You just take this taco.
Oh, that was cool of him.
Well, as Octavius was unwrapping it, he said, damn, this is a soft taco!
Yeah?
And then pulled a knife on the guy
who
gave it to him.
Oh, geez.
Soft tacos cost more.
Gave him
a better deal.
Lunged at a few employees. Then he took off running, but a police dog caught him in a field nearby. He was charged with attempted malicious wounding, disorderly conduct, assault, and obstruction of justice.
Octavius.
Oh. Come on. You got a free taco, dude.
Yep. It's a free soft taco.
Soft tacos are good.
Yeah, they are. Soft tacos are delicious.
Soft tacos are incredible.
I wish I had five right now.
Me too. Oh, dude. I do.
Nine.
Yeah. Yep.
You want a hard taco? Get more than 70 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Beat them with the tray, the dine-in tray. Pour that knife on and slap them right in the face with it.
Yeah.
Get out of
poor
here.
Poor nice Taco Bell worker who is trying to do something cool and it's almost stabbed for it.
Taco's not good enough for you? Then get more than 70 cents! You hobo!
You hobo!
You hobo!
That's yep. Get more than 70 cents.
Oh, man.
You hobo. And that's why James was let go from Taco Bell.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.